Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Several cabinet ministers, including Home Minister Amit Shah, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Agricultural Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav assume charge. Dr. Jaishankar says Bharat First and Vasudev Kutumbakam to be two guiding axioms for Indian foreign policy. N. Chandrababu Naidu, unanimously elected leader of NDA Legislature Party of Andhra Pradesh. Supreme Court refuses to stay counselling process for medical courses. Seeks response from National Testing Agency on plea to cancel NEET UG 2024 examinations. And in football, Indian men's team to take on Qatar in the crucial qualifier match for FIFA World Cup 2026 in Doha today. Several union ministers of newly formed Union Council of Ministers have assumed the office today. Home Minister Amit Shah, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav are prominent among those who assume charge today. Home Minister Amit Shah also took charge of the Ministry of Cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar assumed the charge of Ministry of External Affairs. Talking to media after assuming the charge, Dr. Jaishankar said, Bharat First and Vasudev Kutumbakam will be two guiding axioms for the Indian foreign policy. He exuded confidence that the foreign policy of Modi 3.0 will be very successful under the leadership of the Prime Minister. He said the influence of India has been steadily growing and other countries feel that India is truly their friend who stands with them in times of crisis.
In the last decade, this ministry under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi has become a very people-centric ministry in terms of our improved passport services, in terms of the community welfare fund support that we give to Indians abroad, in terms of how we respond to different needs of Indians when they leave our shores. Of preparing to leave our shores. Looking ahead, the two axioms that the Prime Minister has given us, Bharat First and Vasudeva Kutumbakam, these will be the two guiding axioms of the Indian foreign policy.
Dr. Jaishankar said it is a very big deal for a government to get elected three times in a row and the world will feel that there is a lot of political stability in India today. The External Affairs Minister said the focus will be on finding solution for border issues with China and with Pakistan and also cross-border terrorism.
चीन के बारे में हमारी फोकस तो होगी कि सीमा में जो स्थिति जो है उसमें अभी भी कुछ इश्यूज बाकी बचे हुए हैं उसको कैसे निपटाया जाए और पाकिस्तान के साथ ये भी आप जानते हैं कि विषय जो है क्रॉस बॉर्डर टेररिज्म हाउ डू वी फाइंड अ सॉल्यूशन टू इट.
After assuming the charge of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry, Mr. Chauhan said, the Prime Minister has resolved to double the income of farmers and the government is continuously working for that. He said the ministry will now work even faster and will take every possible step for the welfare farmers. Mr. Chauhan also said that he will hand over the Sankalp Patra to officials today itself.
Pradhan Mantri ji ne kal jo sabse pehle faisla liya wo kisan ke hit mein hi liya, kisan samman nidhi jari karne ka unhone faisla kiya hai. Bharatiya Janata Party ki sarkar ne pehle bhi kisanon ke kalyan mein koi kasar nahi chhodi. Ab NDA ki sarkar in kamon ko aur tezi se aage badhayegi.
Ashwini Vaishnav assumed charge as Minister of Information and Broadcasting. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan and Secretary Minister of Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju welcomed Mr. Vaishnav. Talking to reporters, Mr. Vaishnav said in the last 10 years, Mr. Modi has brought a huge change in the lives of people. He said Prime Minister Modi has brought India's economy from 11th place to 5th place.
10 साल में प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने भारत की आर्थिक ताकत को 11वें स्थान से 5वें स्थान पे लाए, जन जन के जीवन में एक बहुत बड़ा चेंज लाए. इसी भावना के साथ जो आशीर्वाद दिया है जनता ने मोदी जी को, उस आशीर्वाद को फलीभूत करने के लिए जनता की सेवा की भावना के साथ काम करें.
डॉक्टर एल मुरुगन टू एज्यूम चार्ज एज मिनिस्टर ऑफ स्टेट फॉर इन्फॉर्मेशन एंड ब्रॉडकास्टिंग इन न्यू दिल्ली. Talking to reporters after assuming the charge, Dr. Murugan said that communication is very important to take the government schemes and policies to the last person of the country. Hardeep Singh Puri took charge as the Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, and Gajendra Singh Shekhawat took charge as Minister of Culture. Bhupendra Yadav assumed charge of Environment Minister. Giriraj Singh assumed charge as Union Minister of Textiles in presence of former Textile Minister Piyush Goyal. Pavitra Margarita also took charge as MOS in the ministry. Suresh Gopi took charge as Minister of State in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry. LGP Ram Vilas leader Chirag Paswan today assumed the charge of the Union Minister of Food Processing Industries. Other ministers who assumed charge today include Kiran Rijiju, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Manohar Lal, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Jayant Chaudhary, Sanjay Seth, Annapurna Devi, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Arjun Ram Meghwal. Newly appointed Minister of State for Electronics and IT, Jitin Prasad, said the IT industry has witnessed tremendous growth and transformation in the last 10 years, and the government is intended to make India a global IT and technology hub. Talking to media after assuming the charge of his ministry, Mr. Prasad said, "In the current times, electronics and IT is a key enabler, especially for skilled youth." TDP Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu has been elected as NDA leader in the Andhra Pradesh Legislative Assembly. In a meeting of Telugu Desam Party, Jansena and BJP legislatures held in Vijayawada, the MLAs elected Naidu unanimously. Janasena Party Chief and Pitapuram MLA K. Pawan Kalyan proposed Chandrababu Naidu's name as NDA's leader in AP Assembly, which was unanimously supported by all NDA legislatures. NDA won a landslide victory in Andhra Pradesh with a majority of 164 assembly seats. In Odisha, the BJP is set to elect the leader of its legislature party, paving the way for the appointment of the new chief minister of the state. The new chief minister and the council of ministers are scheduled to take the oath tomorrow evening at the Janta Maidan at Bhubaneswar. Union ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav, who have been appointed as central observers for the election process of the new chief minister, will hold discussion with the BJP legislatures and come to a consensus on the name of chief minister. This is the first time the BJP will have its government in Odisha. In the just concluded Odisha Assembly polls, the BJP defeated incumbent Naveen Patnaik-led Biju Janata Dal, ending its over 24-year rule in the state. We have more from our Odisha correspondent.
The suspense over the name of the first BJP Chief Minister of Odisha is expected to be over by this evening, as the party's legislature meeting is going to be held this afternoon at the party headquarters at Bhubaneswar, where the new leader will be elected with consensus. All the 20 MPs from Odisha, 78 party MLS, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupinder Yadav, and BJP State in charge Sunil Bansal will be present in the legislature party meeting. The new BJP legislature party leader will stake claim before Governor Raghuvar Das either today or tomorrow morning to form the next government in the state. The swearing in ceremony of the new Chief Minister and Council of Ministers has been scheduled for tomorrow evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, outgoing Chief Minister and BJD Supremo Naveen Patnaik, and a galaxy of senior BJP leaders and union ministers will be attending the swearing-in ceremony at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. As per party sources, State BJP President Manmohan Samal, Senior MLS Suresh Pujari, K.V. Singhdo, and Comptroller and Auditor General of India Girish Chandra Murmu are among the names doing the rounds. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts. The Supreme Court today refused to stay the admission counselling process to medical programs following the NEET UG 2024 examination. The court has sought response from the National Testing Agency, NTA, and others on the plea seeking cancellation of the NEET UG examination held on the 5th of May this year. The matter will now be heard on 8th of July after tagging it with another pending petition. The plea is filed by young aspiring students for conducting an expeditious and thorough investigation of the malpractices and fraud involved in the examination. It is also sought recalling the results of the examination and conducting fresh examination. The UGC has taken a policy decision to allow higher education institutions to admit students twice a year from the next academic year. Currently, UGC regulations allow admissions in one academic session in a year. UGC Chairman Professor Mamidala Jagdish Kumar said this will benefit many students, such as those who missed admission due to a delay in the announcement of board results, health issues, or personal reasons. In Tripura, the chairperson and members of the Recruitment Board of Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council, TTAADC, were removed yesterday, 2 days after the answer keys of a recruitment examination of the council were leaked just before the exams. Recruitment Board Chairman Datta Mohan Jamatia is a former judge and Tripura's ex-law department secretary. The police have so far arrested 2 persons in this case. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the people of India have always stood for peace, security and progressive ideas. He stated this while responding to a social media post by former Pakistan Prime Minister and PMLN Chief Nawaz Sharif extending wishes to Mr. Modi on assuming office for the third time. Mr. Modi said advancing the well-being and security of the people will always remain his priority. Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has also extended his felicitations to Mr. Modi. Jailed Jharkhand Minister Alamgir Alam has resigned from the state cabinet 3 days after Chief Minister Champai Soren took away all his portfolios. Alam also resigned from the post of Congress Legislative Party, CLP, in Jharkhand Assembly. The Enforcement Directorate arrested the Congress leader in a money laundering case on 15th of May, days after about Rs. 32 crore cash was seized from the premises linked to his aide. In Karnataka, the police has detained Kannada actor Darshan Thogudipa from Mysore for his alleged rings in the Renuka Swami murder case. Renuka Swami was allegedly murdered for harassing online Pavitra Gowda, a close friend of Darshan. Online, Renuka Swami's dead body was found near Sumannahalli Bridge in Bangalore. So far, 10 people have been arrested in the case. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued orange alert warning for heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over parts of northwest including Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Delhi and East India for the next 3 to 4 days. Talking to Akashvani IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jenamani said, heat wave to severe heat wave will continue to prevail mainly over Uttar Pradesh and Delhi and the temperature is expected to be in the range of 43 to 45 degrees Celsius.
Heat wave to severe heat wave again developed and continuing to prevail mainly over Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi also recording the 43 to 45 degree temperature. We have orange color heat wave warning for Bihar, UP, Haryana and Delhi. It will remain next 3 to 4 days. Monsoon has further advanced up to Gujarat, South Gujarat, entire Konkan it has completed today. Also some parts of Maharashtra. And we have heavy rainfall warning mainly for the coastal area of Kerala, North Kerala, Karnataka and Konkan.
On southwest monsoon, Dr. Jenamani said monsoon has further advanced on Gujarat, South Gujarat, entire Konkan region and also some parts of Maharashtra. He said heavy rainfall is expected over coastal areas of Kerala, Karnataka and Konkan. In football, the Indian men's team will take on the reigning Asian champions Qatar in a do-or-die match in the second round of the FIFA World Cup 2026 AFC qualifiers in Doha today. The match will start at 9:15 PM IST. To advance to the third round of the qualifiers, India must clinch one of the top 2 spots in Group A. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhamri and his partner Albano Olivetti of France will start their campaign in the Stuttgart Open tournament in Germany today. Bhamri and Olivetti will take on second-seeded pair of Michael Venus of New Zealand and Neil Skupski of UK in the men's doubles pre-quarters. India will host the 2025 FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup. The decision was taken by Executive Board of the International Hockey Federation in Lausanne, Switzerland. The tournament will be played in December 2025. It will be the first time ever that a Junior World Cup will include as many as 24 teams. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Several cabinet ministers, including Home Minister Amit Shah, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav assume charge. Dr. Jaishankar says Bharat First and Vasudhaiv Kutumbakam to be 2 guiding axioms for Indian foreign policy. And Chandrababu Naidu, unanimously elected leader of the NDA Legislature Party of Andhra Pradesh. Supreme Court refuses to stay counselling process for medical courses, seeks response from National Testing Agency on plea to cancel NEET UG 2024 examinations. And in football, Indian men's team to take on Qatar in a crucial qualifier match for FIFA World Cup 2026 in Doha today. And with that, we end the Midday News.
you.